AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Britain for the G7 summit, President Biden says this is not the end of the coronavirus.
We're going to keep manufacturing doses, donating doses, getting jabs, as they say here in the UK, in arms, until the world has beaten this virus.
After meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the president spoke about the U.S. giving 500 million doses of coronavirus vaccine to countries in need of it.
With no strings attached. Let me say it again. With no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions.
First Lady Jill Biden was with the president. She was wearing a jacket with a word on the back.
Oh, the love?
Why the word love?
We're bringing love from America. I think that this is a global conference and we're trying to bring unity across the globe.
Jill Biden's jacket and pants come in contrast to the last First Lady to offer a message with her clothes. Melania Trump wore a jacket that read, "I really don't care, do you?" One of legendary University of Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler's sons and two former players described in detail how they were molested by the team's longtime doctor, Robert Anderson, and how Schembechler turned a blind eye when they told him about the abuse. He told one player to toughen up. Matt Schembechler says his father punched him in anger.
I don't hate Bo. You know, people try to pay me that. I just don't like him.
Dr. Anderson died in 2008. The Biden administration has exempted most employers from long-awaited rules for protecting workers from the coronavirus. Most workplaces where people are fully vaccinated no longer need to provide any protection. A shooting inside a West Palm Beach, Florida supermarket left three people dead, including the shooter. The Dow finished up 19 points. This is AP News. Opening in theaters today and on HBO Max is In the Heights from Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's very surreal. It's like a seven-layer cake of joy.
The musical is based on the Washington Heights neighborhood of New York, where Miranda lives.
The impossible part was this musical by two Latino writers no one had ever heard of, with a creative team no one had ever heard of, with this Black and Latino cast making it to Broadway. That was the really crazy part. And then another 13 years to get us from there to here. But we filmed it here. We were actually able to film on location.
Lin-Manuel Miranda had a lead role in the Broadway show of In the Heights. In the movie, the star is Anthony Ramos.
Go out and see it. Go out and see it in the theaters. We made this movie with a lot of love, a lot of pride, we put our heart, soul into this film, and that was yours.
In the Heights premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival last night in Washington Heights. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.